Hello and welcome to the Norwegian edition of the Gambler Betting Podcast. It's week six in Norway this week, and I'm joined by Greg and David for a look ahead to this week's best bets. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Very well.
Yes, yeah, very good.
Good. David, we'll get stuck into the game shortly, but I suppose the best place to start might be the Norwegian Cup this week. A few upsets, Bodø Glimt, Rosenborg, Brann, to name a few, all out of the competition already.
Yeah, it was a bit of a week of upsets. A real opening of the draw for Molde again. Bodø Glimt beaten at home by Lillestrøm. Just about, probably deserved. Lillestrøm did really well. Levanger, my team, beat Brann 1-0. And... Rosenborg put out at Fredrikstad, which was actually not a surprise, too much of a surprise anyway. Fredrikstad went into that game slight favourites at home to Rosenborg and got the win on loan, the Rosenborg striker Oscar Aga with the late winner.
Yeah, so as you say, it opens up for Molde now.
Yeah, Molde got a comfortable win away at Hood, and in the next round they have a home draw against Sarpsborg. It's some interesting draws in that last 16. You've got some Levanger. Levanger play at home to Viking, which is obviously another exciting game for them. And you've got Strømsgodset, Lillestrøm, so all elite season ties with there, all elite season tie at Molde. You've got Lise Kloster from the second division. They're at home to Koffa, so one of them is in the quarterfinal. Eidsvoll Turn, who knocked out Åsane, their second division as well. They are at home to Sandnesulf, so a real chance for Eidsvoll to get into the quarterfinal as well. So yeah, some real interesting ties. Stabæk play against Breen. Vålerenga at home to HamKam. There's definitely going to be a few lower league teams in the quarterfinals.
Now, David, do you have a Levanger strip yet?
I don't. I'm a Verdal boy because I was, you know, I played for Verdal, and Verdal and Levanger are big rivals, so I can't be.
Possibly then.
Can't be seen. So you might have one, but you're just not allowed to admit it. certainly some interesting results in midweek. Some of the big teams going out, but we'll focus on Eliteserien and Obosligaen. And Greg, we certainly want to talk about the lower leagues before we get to the end of the podcast.
Well, I think what's going to happen in future, Paul, I think when you do the introduction to the Norwegian podcast, we'll just call it the Norwegian Lower League Betting Podcast, because that's the route I think we're going to go down this weekend anyway. It's a really tricky card across the Obosligaen and the Eliteserien. David and I have been left scratching our heads looking through the fixtures. It's a horrible card. However, the lower leagues look a bit more favourable, and I think we're 5 out of 5 so far this season in Divisions 2 and Divisions 3, which I'm really happy about because that's where we tend to get a lot of winners anyway. And the season started off really well in the lower leagues.
Yeah, I was a wee bit alarmed about an hour ago when I saw a message on the WhatsApp saying cancel the podcast, I can't find any bets this weekend.
Steve has been very honest.
Yeah, but I'm pleased to find it come back from the wee man's football, and there are some bets lined up for this weekend.
Yeah, albeit and also proof that there's research going on.
Well, that's true. So let's get stuck in. Top of the table, David, still got Bodø Glimt, Molde and Brann.
I mean, we should touch on the fact that I experienced a VIP day out. VIP day out at Lerkendal last week. Sold out stadium. Really, really nice. Good atmosphere.
It looked great.
Yeah, it was really good. Good atmosphere. Loads of Molde fans filled up the whole away support. They got an extra section for the more Molde fans, and there was a few dotted around the stadium, which didn't go down too well.
Is that the same section, David, I've been to?
Yeah, well, it'll be.
Yes.
How are Bodø in the flesh?
Controlled a lot of the game. Maybe not as impressive as I kind of expected them to be. Rosenborg were actually a little bit more impressive than I thought. They looked good. They just didn't have a huge threat in the final third. So once Bodø, I never thought Bodø would lose the game. And to be honest, they do control possession, and they're able to control territory through that. And yeah, it was a good 3-1 win, and the penalty to Rosenborg was one of the softest you'll see. So it was 3-0, and then that penalty tried to bring Rosenborg back into the game, but they didn't really have any other chances. So yeah, Bodø Glimt, impressive, and 4 wins and a draw in the first 5 games, just that draw with Molde. They're out the cup, which is obviously a blow. They made a few changes in the game for yesterday, so I expect them to be back at full strength against Strømsgodset team, who are who are going well too, and just off a 4-0 win in the cup over Christensen.
They'll be pleased with their start to the season, won't they?
Yeah, very much so. Three wins and a draw in the first five. A bit lucky last week, they were 2-0 down to Christensen, although that was against their run of play, but they managed to get back into it. A couple of goals. Elias Melkerson with his first of the season, former Hibs striker. He got his first of the season, and big captain Valsvik with a goal from a corner, which is something of a speciality for Strømsgodset.
As you say, David, as well, they really struggled last season, Strømsgodset, so for them to be sitting fourth with 10 points after five games is fantastic. And they're obviously now 10 points clear of bottom side Tromsø already.
Yeah, Tromsø. Yeah, what can we say? Battered 3-0 at home by Sarpsborg last week. A game
I think we spoke about them last week, didn't we? We fancied Sarpsborg, but they've been in rubbish form as well.
Yeah. I mean, just really disappointing for Tromsø. They've started the season absolutely awful and obviously went down to Oslo in the cup on Wednesday night and played Vålerenga and get put out in extra time as well. So another blow to their start of the season.
Probably wasn't a surprise. I actually fancied Vålerenga to get something in that match. I know it went to extra time.
And Vålerenga have been hopeless as well, which says a lot about, about Tromsø. So yeah, Tromsø really struggling. New manager or former assistant manager, Jürgen Wieck is.
Never ends well.
Yeah. Just come back to Bode Glimt, David. Have they got another gear to find, do you think, having seen them on Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. I thought that Grunbach looked really impressive in midfield. He's a fantastic footballer. But Kasper Haug was back. He made his first start of the season. Scored. Went off at half time, just easing them in. I think he played about 60 minutes last night as well. And yeah, he's going to be a good option for him in the striker role against Petr Hauge. Looks an absolute shadow of himself, but he scored in the game against Lillestrøm last night in the cup. So hopefully, he gets a little bit of confidence from that. So he could definitely get himself going. And there's definitely a few pieces that could click them again even higher, and I think they've got some extra gears to find, and that's quite worrying considering how well they've started this season.
Yeah, so at home to Strømsgodset this weekend, just 2-7 to win, David.
Very short, but a game that you'd expect them to win. Strømsgodset will come and they'll play their back five. They'll defend very deep. They'll try and keep Bode Glimt out, but it's a fixture they've had success in. In the past, Bode Glimt, I think they won 2-0 last year. In this one, I know there was a big win a couple of years ago, maybe. It was a 7 or 6 goals, I think, they scored. In 2021, yeah, they scored 7-2. I think it's a fixture that they enjoy and I expect them to win comfortably.
And Greg, from a corner's point of view, Bode Glimt already averaging 9 per game at home so far.
Yeah, they are doing really well, and that'll probably maintain for the rest of the season. I think, as David will know, they dominate possession. They've got pace in the team as well. So, yeah, I don't see that changing between now.
They hit double figures against Lillestrøm in the cup as well last night.
Yeah. I guess this is maybe one of the games where we are struggling a wee bit for an angle and maybe just come down to prices and corners, Greg.
Yeah, I think so. I must admit, though, having looked through the prices this weekend, there's some scandalous prices for corners. Some really, really awful corner prices. Strømsgodset, for example, or one of them, away to Bode Glimt, the best team in the league, away from home, 9-1 to win the match. Now, historically, over the last 3 or 4 seasons, we're getting probably, for 4 Strømsgodset corners, 6-5 probably, no worse than evens, and we're only getting 8-13 for Strømsgodset to hit 4 corners, which is, it's a shambles, an absolute shambles. Sandefjord as well, at home to Molde, 4-9 for over 3.5 corners. So I'm hoping it's a glitch in the matrix this weekend. In that,
if you look at Glimt's numbers as well, they conceded 1.
They conceded
8 against Viking, but they conceded 2 against Lillestrøm, 2 against Molde, and 3 against Rosenborg. So it just makes no sense at all.
I'm hoping it sorts itself out, because this weekend, it's just, I don't know what's happened to the corner markets this weekend in the latest area, but very disappointing.
I think it's because I've been listening to the podcast. I think that's what's happening.
Nah, they're not that smart.
okay, what were we saying about angles in this one then?
There's just one thing I would say. Nino Zagelj has started the season really well for Bode Glimt. Kind of at the start of the season, wasn't sure if he would play. There was a few competitions for that place at right wing, but he has made it his own. He scored last week against Rosenborg, scored the week before that against Molde, and scored the week before that against Lillestrøm. So 3 weeks in a row he scored now, and he's still fairly well priced in the market anytime to score. So 3.1, so better than 2-1 to score anytime for a guy that scored in the last three games. Guaranteed to start, probably at least play 65-70 minutes, and he's looking like a real goal threat. So yeah, that's my pretty much the only thing from this game that looks worthwhile.
Yeah, fair shout. He's 21-10.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on the score sheet. Up the top of the table, alongside Bodø Glimt, of course, Molde. It was a 2-1 win against Haugesund last weekend, David, for them.
Yeah, started off brilliantly. I think they were 2-0 up after 10 minutes. Looked as if they were going to absolutely steamroll our Haugesund, and didn't. Struggled quite a bit in the second half to control the game. Haugesund had a couple of chances. They scored a goal that was disallowed for a very, very marginal offside. A little bit disappointed. What I will say is they have got a few players back from injury. So last week, Magnus Eggheim and Fredrik Gulbrandsen just came back from injury. They both started. They both went quite up to 100% fitness, but I expect them to start again on Sunday. And with an extra game behind them, those two make a huge difference to this Molde team, and expect Molde to beat a Sandefjord team that's struggled so far this year.
Yeah, still winless. Molde 3-5, not the worst price.
Not terrible. I think as well, like quite often they would go to Sandefjord and they'd be playing in the grass and they're not used to, and the pitch might not be great at this time of year, but obviously economy is taking over at Sandefjord and they've got themselves a new AstroTurf pitch. So probably suits Molde to go down there and dominate the game.
And is that pitch, David, better than Livingston's pitch?
Almost definitely.
It's Molde's Christian Eriksen that's leading the scoring chart so far. David, he's 15-8 to go on the score sheet at the weekend.
Yeah, he looks absolutely brilliant. He's so sharp, Christian Eriksen. And I remember I watched him a good few years ago now. We're playing for HamKam against Sjurdals Blink, and he scored the winner in a 1-0 win. And he's just the type of guy that runs all day, gets in the box, scores goals, just a perfect teammate to have. He's a really real hard working player, and he's started the season on fire, as you say.
Yeah, Greg, so at 3-5 price, maybe one for some of the Akers this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. That was one of the stronger shouts from the weekend from the late Azerian, and as David said, I would expect them to go to what you'd have to say is a struggling Sandefjord side who are going to be down there, I think, for the rest of the season, aren't they? In that kind of bottom three, bottom four spot.
Yeah. They're one of, three teams without a win so far, Sandefjord. We'll get to Tromsø and probably HamKam at some point. Elsewhere, we've got third v fifth, Brann v Rosenborg this weekend. Probably a disappointing draw for Brann last weekend, and then put out the cup in midweek, of course, David.
Yeah, but it's been a tough week for Brann. So they started all right against Koffa away. I mentioned last week that I thought it was a game to avoid with Koffa going to the new stadium, or not the new stadium, the old stadium, and starting again. Greg mentioned before the podcast it was a tough trek to the ground for Brann, having to cross about four roads before they made it onto the pitch. But you know, it's probably going to be a proverbial tough place to go, Koffa and Brann, but made it hard for themselves with Bård Fine getting sent off. A real unlucky one. If trying to flick a ball over the head of the goalkeeper who came rushing out, and he's essentially nearly ripped his head off with his studs. Emil Edegaard got a really bad injury because of it. He's got a huge scar across the whole side of his head, the goalkeeper. So yeah, Bård Fine got sent off, and after that they struggled to stay in the game, Brann, and in the end they were probably quite happy with a draw.
Yeah, I've got my notes. Well, we'll come to Koffa in a minute. Obviously a decent result for them, 0-0 last week. Let's just finish up on the Brann v Rosenborg game. Again, Rosenborg out of the cup in midweek as well. Although they do have the chance to go above Brann, maybe move into third with a win.
Yeah, and you know, they made a few changes in that cup game, so I don't think it will bother them too much. I think if you're going to go out the cup, you want to go out now before it gets too serious. I was quite impressed with Rosenborg last week, I must say. I thought they have a plan. They have an attacking plan. They have a defensive plan. It's something that they've been missing. And last week, what was really interesting was 9 out of the 11 players were from Trøndelag, so local boys getting put into the team. A lot of young players. There was a 16-year-old central defender, one to watch out, Håkon Volden. He looked absolutely brilliant, absolutely stone cold on the ball, never gave it away the whole game. So relaxed for a 16-year-old to come in and play like that. It was really, really impressive. So he's one to keep an eye on. Obviously, they've got Sverre Nipan, who's been touted for a big move, and another boy, Jesper Reitansunde, who's been really excellent so far this season. He's a 18-year-old as well. So future is bright for Rosenborg, I think. I think they're going the right direction. The manager has made a difference. They're playing decent football, but I think defensively they look a little bit weak, and I think they are, yeah, they're there to be taken by Brann, I think, this week. I think Brann should be a good home win, obviously without Bordfina, which is a blow, but Aune Hegerbø has looked pretty good this year so far, coming off the bench, so I think he'll be an adequate replacement.
I think, as David said, it's just been one of those weeks for Brann. I think we're prepared to give them another chance. They obviously finished joint second top last season. You don't turn into a bad team overnight. And I think at home, put the cup win out of the way. Last week, obviously, was a tough week in terms of man off after 30 minutes. But I think they can win the corner count here at 8-15. I know Brann have done this the last couple of weeks, but prepare to give them a final chance at home. And a match they need to win, because ultimately they're 2 points behind Bodø/Glimt now, who have a game in hand. Don't really want to be going any more than 5 points behind them this early in the season, if they've got any aspirations to challenge for the league with kind of Molde and Bodø. So I think Brann will get the win here. Brann to get 3 first half corners and 2 second half corners plays 21-20. So I think that's got a great chance of landing. And that's my main bet from the Elite Azerion this weekend.
Yeah, okay. So that'll be on the channel.
That'll be on the channel. Bearing in mind, they've hit 10, 14, 11, 19, 5, and obviously 0 last week. I think that must have been about 100-1. For Brann to hit no corners last week. But we're prepared to let that one slip.
I have to say, it was something I thought myself about this week. I do fancy Brann for corners. Rosenborg play quite open. They'll both press high. It'll be a pretty intense game. I think it's a game you'll see a lot of corners in, and Brann will contribute a lot to that.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a wee look at some of the other games. Let's look at Viking. They are at home to Tromso. Tromso suffered a 4th straight defeat, David, and things looking pretty bleak up north.
Yeah, they're really struggling. Last week, Sarpsborg visited two teams who hadn't won. Sarpsborg had looked pretty poor in attack before. They'd only scored 2 goals in the first 4 games and went to Tromsø and scored 3. It was 2 penalties, we'll say that.
I saw the XG, David, at 0.32 for Tromsø and 2.48 for Sarpsborg before I realised it was 2 penalties.
Yeah, I mean, Tromsø didn't create a lot. That's pretty obvious. Sarpsborg deserved to win. They created chances in the break as well, Sarpsborg. And Tromsø just look a real shadow of himself. They're really, really struggling to create chances, struggling to keep goals out. I think they're going to really struggle at Viking this weekend. Viking scored 3 against Odd last week, should have won the game. They were scored in the 92nd minute to go 3-2 up, which looked like they'd won it, and then they lost a 97th minute equaliser. So they'll be smarting after that. Had an easy cup game in midweek, made quite a few changes in the trip to Tromsø and won 4-0. Tromsø themselves had a really tough cup game, went to Vålerenga, played extra time, lost 1-0 in extra time. And I think it's made for Viking this weekend. I think Viking, the price is 1.53 for Viking to win, which is a really good price for Iraka. I think also think Viking to win, to hit 6 corners is 4-5. No, 5-6, sorry, to hit 6 corners. I think that's something that's got a right good chance. But something I like in this game is Viking on the -1.0 Asian handicap. So money back if they only win by one. I fancy Viking to beat Tromsø comfortably, and it's 1.92 on that Asian handicap, and I think that's looking like a good bet for this weekend from this game. Also in this game, I really like corners. I think, as I say, I think Viking will dominate. They have so far in their five games so far, there's been 15 corners, 7, 14, 15, and 11. So over 10.5 and 4 out of the 5. It's a game that I think they'll dominate. And over 10.5 corners in this game pays 2.25. So I am happy to take that on as well.
And it's worth calling out as well, Viking have had a pretty tough start to the season. They've played Brann, they've played Bode Glimt, and they've obviously played Fredrikstad as well, who've started life well in the Elite Azerian. So pretty tough start for Viking, and a great opportunity for them to start picking up some more points, especially at home.
Yeah, I'm guessing you wouldn't talk me out of the Molde Viking double this weekend, David.
No, not at all. I think it was good. I mean, Viking, I thought Viking would be shorter against Tromsø. I know they've not started the season great in terms of results, but I think they've looked decent enough, and Tromsø looks so poor. And yeah, I think Molde will be standing if you're comfortable. So yeah, that looks like a pretty solid double.
They've actually shortened, David. Viking was 3-5 start of the week.
Yeah.
They're obviously into 8-15 now. So again, it just shows the importance of trying to get different for us doing the podcast, but normally we'll try and get best price up. But yeah, Viking were 3-5 on Monday, I think, and now be backed into 8-15, which I think is a fair price, 8-15.
Yeah.
Greg mentioned Fredrikstad there. David obviously lost to Bodø Glimt, but they've bounced back, 4 undefeated, 6 in the table. They're away to Odd this weekend.
Yeah, tough one to go. Fredrikstad are just really good, really well organised, very good defensively. Don't give a lot away, don't give a lot of chances away. I mean, that's shown in the results. 1-0 last week, 1-1. The 2-2 draw with Sarpsborg was a bit of a strange one. They didn't have a lot of chances, Sarpsborg, but they scored a couple of goals. I think it was 2 goals and less than 1 XG anyway. Fredrikstad just looked really solid. Beat Rosenborg 1-0 in the cup yesterday. So, tough game for Odd, who have started the season pretty well themselves, scoring plenty of goals. They've scored 9 in the first 6 games. Conceded 10, so a little bit different from the Odd from last year, who were very defensive. Obviously, the new manager's got them playing a new way, much more offensive football. So it's going to be a bit of a clash of styles this week, but I expect Fredrikstad's style to be the one that wins out, and I think this could be a bit of a low-scoring game.
Okay, what price are Fredrikstad? 8-5? Well, both 8-5, bookies can't separate them.
Yeah, bookies can't separate them, and I think that seems pretty fair.
Yeah. We've not covered Haugesund v Koffa, David?
No. I mentioned that you mentioned that I couldn't find many bets, but this is a bit of a vibes bet. Haugesund have looked not bad. The games that they've played, they've looked better than last year in terms of the way they play. Last week, they looked pretty good against Molde, losing 2-1 in the end. They started this so poorly, and I think a lot of teams would have collapsed to go 2-0 down to Molde early, but they came back and they showed a bit of spirit. Against Rosenborg, they were by far the better team in that defeat, and they lost 3-1. So I think they'll be looking for a win, and they had the midweek off. They'd been knocked out of the cup previously, so they had the midweek off to relax. They've got Koffa on the visit this week. Koffa themselves had extra time and penalties in the game in the cup against Sogndal. They won on penalties at Sogndal, so a good result for Koffa, but that'll tire them out going into Sunday. So I just think Haugesund at home, it's 2.05 to win. I think that's a decent price. I'd back them to win at home against Koffa, given that they've had the whole week off to prepare. And what I will say is they are 2.05 to win, but if you go to the Asian handicap, so -0.5 on the Asian handicap, the price is 2.075. So it's the same bet, it's just slightly better price.
A wee smidge bigger. Yeah, well spotted. And last but not least, I guess, is Kristiansund v AmCam. Kristiansund on another side who will be happy with their start to the season. Their only defeat coming to Molde so far.
Yeah, I've been really, really impressed with Kristiansund. They've started the season a lot better than I thought. Maybe a little bit of a downturn this week. They were quite lucky against Strømsgodset to have a 2-0 lead, but they blew that and drew 2-2. And then they went away in the cup and lost 4-0 against them again. So, yeah, not a great week for them, but they'll be very happy to be sitting in seventh place. It's been a solid start to the season. They look decent in attack and relatively well organised in defence. So it's a good recipe for a decent Elite Assyrian team. And I think that HamKam are struggling so far, really struggling for goals. Just the two goals so far in their six games. They managed to get a draw away at Lillestrøm last time out, but that was helped massively by Felix Vá getting sent off for Lillestrøm when they were 1-0 up. So, yeah, HamKam struggling for goals. They had a good midweek and they scored three in the cup, so that'll help them. But again, helped by a red card to an Egersund player. So, yeah, HamKam need to start showing a bit more because at the moment they're struggling.
Really interesting that the bookies have this corner line set for this match at over 12.5, which is ridiculously high. That's just unbelievable. So Kristiansund are shipping lots of corners, to be fair. They've shipped 11, 6, 9, 5 and 11 across their five matches. HamKam are hitting some great numbers. So when I looked at the HamKam numbers, I got very excited when I saw HamKam's numbers in terms of corners. They hit 7 against Molde, 6 versus Brann. They got, I think, 6 against Rosenborg. So hit some pretty good numbers. 7, 6, 6, 6 and 8 in their last five matches. 21-10 to win this match. However, the bookies are only giving us 4-5 over 5.5 HamKam corners, and they're also giving us, I think, even money or 10-11 over 12.5 match corners, which is a ridiculously high line. HamKam on the corner match bet is 10-11 also, so that's also a potential avenue to look at. But yeah, just really strange corner markets this weekend.
Yeah, you weren't impressed at all with those prices, were you?
No, I'm still not.
Okay, considering it's been a tough card, we've plenty to say about the games in the Elite Assyrian this week. We'll try and skip our way through the Obosligaen, and so let's have a wee look at that. Eight games all kicking off at 3 p.m. on Saturday, Greg, is stuff that dreams are made of.
Well, not really. I'd much prefer it was a Sunday. There's too much going on a Saturday. to have full focus on the Obosligaen at 3. So, yeah, it's great to have a full card, but as you say, it's a very tricky card this weekend. Last weekend, some, I guess, difficult results. There's some sides really struggling, though, especially at the bottom of the table. I don't know what's happened to Start. They had a really poor pre-season start, and they played 5, lost 3, drawn 2, routed to the bottom of the league. It looks like it's going to be a long season for them. Beaten by Kongsvinger 3-0 last week. I guess a learning point for me last weekend, and David and I spoke both about Stabæk at Åsane last weekend. We really fancied Stabæk to win. They were 11-10 at that point to win the match. And I think it's fair to say that last weekend, of the 16 teams, only one side failed to score. I think that's going to be a common theme in the Obosligaen. And it has been, to be fair, throughout the full time we've been covering it over the last kind of 4 or 5 seasons. There's always goals in these matches, lots of high-scoring matches and very few clean sheets. So I think for me last weekend, I was going to take Stabæk on the over 1.5 team goals. It was slightly lower at 10-11, but I decided to take the 11-10 at the bigger price. But I think in the Obosligaen, that needs to go out the window. So I'd thoroughly recommend everyone backs team goals rather than win where they can, even if the prices are a bit shorter. I was kind of kicking myself last week, taking the 11-10 when I obviously champion taking team goals. And I think the Obosligaen is the prime league in which the team goal market will always trump over the win draw win market.
Yeah, it's often the case, isn't it? David, it's Kongsvinger who lead the way, but we need to speak about Egersund, I suppose. What a start for them. 10 points in their opening 12 games, and their only drop points so far have been to top of the table, Kongsvinger.
Yeah, really brilliant start. Bit of a surprise, but scoring a lot of goals. The Entertainers, 12 goals in their 4 games so far, 8 against. Good win away at Moss last week, and yeah, deservedly up there, I think. Yeah, I think they had a decent performance in the cup in the cup yesterday as well against HamKam. They were well in the game. one each before the red card. So yeah, looking like a decent team, Eggerson, considering they came, I think they came up through the, no, they didn't come up through the playoffs, they did win their section last year. So yeah, looking like a decent team.
And Levanger still in there with a shout as well. They're fourth in the table, a draw last week at Sandnes.
Yeah, decent result at Sandnes last week, and obviously beating Bran this week, and looking forward to Viking visiting in midweek next week. So yeah, a big week for Levanger.
And it wouldn't be the Norwegian podcast without a bit of Vålerenga bashing.
Well, where do we start with Vålerenga bashing? I think on Sunday, away to Mjøndalen, Darwin, terrible start. The first half got even worse, David, obviously enlightening us with the fact that both of Vålerenga centre-halves went off injured. And no surprise, as soon as that happened, who loses two goals in the 45th and 46th minutes? And that's what happened. 3-1 down at half-time, and it went from bad to worse. Yeah. They scored a couple of late consolation goals to make it a bit more respectable. Yeah. A terrible result. However, they did win the corner count in that match again. And they've won the corner count in four of their five matches this season. I think they hit six corners on Sunday. So, yeah. Again, corners is possibly an angle, but would not be backing them to win at home to Bruna. They probably will, but over to you, David.
Yeah, no, I won't be backing them either. They were so poor against me and Dylan. I stuck that game on for a bit just to see what was... how they were looking. I actually stuck it on at about 40 minutes and watched them concede two goals in injury time in the first half. And yeah, just they were just so poor. Just really, really struggling to create anything, giving the ball away, and then defensively just looked awful. Obviously, yeah, the two injuries might not have helped, but still, really disappointing. Obviously, beating Tromsø in midweek might give them a wee boost. Wasn't a pretty game, I don't think, from what I've read. There's two teams struggling, but an important win, I think, and extra time might have hurt. Obviously, the extra game in the legs on a Wednesday with the Saturday kickoffs in the Old Boss makes it maybe tough for them. But I think you've got to expect them to win. But I would agree, and just look at the corners, match bet and stuff like that. It's probably much more worth your while.
1-2 to win the corner match bet this weekend.
Yeah,
I think they're still being priced up as an elite season team, David, 4-6 to win against Bruna, who are what, third or fourth in the table, third.
Yeah, I mean, the budget is just massive for Vålerenga compared to the rest. They should be dominating, but yeah, at the moment, it's definitely wait until they get better.
Yeah. Okay, one game you do have an interest in from a betting angle, David, is it Sandnes against Moss?
Yeah, I do. I think Sandnes looks like a really good price this weekend. They have started the season okay, shall we say. They started with two defeats, which wasn't ideal. Lost home to Egersund, previously mentioned them. Lost away at Ranheim. Got back to winning ways with a win over Raufoss, and then drew with Start away and drew with Levanger at home. So they've managed to get away from the defeats and going three unbeaten, and then also in the cup, they're through to the last 16. They had a cracking win, a 5-4 thriller against Odd. So that will give them huge confidence. Daniel Brout with one of the goals. You probably recognise the name Brout, obviously one of the Brout family. He scored one of the goals for them. And they look as if they're on the way up. Moss, on the other hand, lost the last two, lost at Sogndal, lost at Old Egersund last week. I'm surprised that Moss are favourites away from home to Sandnes Ulf, if I'm honest. I think it's a bit of a strange one. But yeah, on Betway, so going away from Bet365. Bet365 has Sandnes Ulf at 2.55. On Betway, Sandnes Ulf are 2.7. So a bit of a difference there, and definitely worth, just shows you how valuable shopping around is if you want to put kind of singles on. But yeah, Sandnes Ulf 2.7 to win at home to Moss. I think that looks like a really solid price.
And just going back to what I was saying about backing teams to score two goals, I think I'll be backing Sandnes to score two. They're 6-5 with Bet365, but David said, chop about, you might get a slightly bigger price somewhere else.
Yeah, they've scored in each of their games so far, Craig, all five of them. So yeah, that's not a bad shout at all.
Yeah, they are 5-4 to get two goals or more on Betway. So yes, just slightly better as well.
There's not going to be many 1-0 wins this season in the Bundesliga.
No. Just touching on Eggerson's, who we discussed earlier, they're at home to Lean Oslo. 10 to 11, David?
Yeah, decent price. Decent price, I think, Lean Oslo. We'll be happy with the start they've made. They obviously get battered by Moss in the first week, but since then, through Kongsvinger, won away at Ålesund. Really, Ålesund are really struggling just now, and there's a lot of unrest at Ålesund, which is a little bit worrying given given where they've come from. And then drew with Vålerenga, drew with Ranheim. So Lean have picked up, but yeah, as I say, Eggersund have started the season really well, looking like a good team. So probably a good price that.
Yeah, and I guess, I don't know if it's match of the day, but unbeaten Stabæk, they host top of the table Kongsvinger as well.
Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah, it's definitely a match of the day for me. I think that looks like a really good game. As I said last week, I thought Stabæk could look good. Probably a little bit disappointing against Åsane, if truth be told, to not win. But got a draw in the end. Went to Alta up north in midweek, beat them in the cup. So yeah, they'll be fancying a bit of Kongsvinger, although Kongsvinger looked really solid this season. Yeah. I think Kongsvinger looked like a right good threat to promotion. For a relatively smaller team, they look like a really good outfit.
Yeah. Anything catching your eye, Greg, in Obersliga?
Just the Mjøndalen Ålesund match. I think obviously Ålesund have had a disaster to start to the season. Knocked out the cup at Hood 1-0 during last week. They lost 4-1 at Raufoss last weekend. Lost against Eggersund, conceded 3 goals. Lost to Lien, 3 goals. Sit in the second bottom, 4 points from their 5 matches. Mjøndalen obviously will be pretty chuffed last weekend's 5-3 win via Vålerenga. Hard to look into that too much, given what happened, but they've started the season okay, Mjøndalen. Wouldn't have them as 5-4 here, and I think 5-4 is not the worst of prices. 4-9, double chance, really appeals. So there's quite a few shorter price selections in the podcast this week. Mjøndalen at 4-9 is probably one of them, I would say. Yeah. At home to Ålesund.
Okay. Anything else for you, David?
Nah, not on the bus.
Okay. Greg, we wanted to touch on the lower league stuff in those games all over the weekend, as ever.
Yeah, every Saturday, Sunday, Monday is lower league time. I do enjoy the Mondays. You've got a little bit more time to look at the games, and it's obviously a lot of the B teams in action. But Saturday's a very busy day, lots of matches. I think looking through some of the league tables already, there's already some teams played 5, lost 5, minus 20 goal difference. The B team's already struggling. Been some big defeats. We backed against Vålerenga 2 on Sunday at Stream Team, and they lost 6-0. We had Trondsborg on Monday to beat, I think it was Brann, and that finished 4-3. So there's lots of goals in these matches, and I've got probably 5 or 6 games marked out for the weekend. At the moment, there's no prices available anywhere for these matches. It's still only Thursday evening, so hopefully we'll get some through Friday and into Saturday. But yeah, on the channel, I think the lower league stuff is going to be an important part of the next couple of months anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Obviously, the domestic football is about to finish here in the UK pretty soon, so that Norwegian lower league stuff is going to keep us busy over the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 5 from 5, essentially, on Divisions 2 and 3, which is a great start. They're a bit more trickier in the top two leagues, but the bottom leagues have been really good to us this season, as they have been for the last 3 or 4 seasons. So yeah. I think we've started to focus on the lower leagues a lot more last season, and even more so this season.
Yeah,
playing. One definitely to watch out for this weekend. It's one of the earliest games. It's on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, probably 12 o'clock actually your time. Nardo at home to Lillestrøm.
Yes, David, it's on my list. Excellent.
Nardo at home to Lillestrøm too. Obviously, Lillestrøm is just outside Oslo. Nardo's just beside Rosenborg, so yeah. Nardo, one of the better teams in that division, against Lillestrøm too, who will be pretty weak, I'd imagine, as their second team takes. Yeah, as their first team plays on Sunday. So I think.
And they've been awful as well, haven't they?
They've been awful so far, but that is a game I definitely expect plenty goals from Nardo.
Yeah, Good. Already one on the list for the weekend. Okay, let's have a wee recap of our bets for this weekend, or the ones that we've got so far anyway, Greg.
Yeah, so I guess in terms of actual bets that I've got on the channel, first of all, Bran corners. So Bran over 2.5 first half corners and over 1.5 second half corners at 21-20. Then we've got probably a selection of potential bets. So you've got Bran to win the corner of match bet, 8-15. Mion Dalin, double chance at 4-9. Vålerenga to win the corner match bet at 4-9. And we've also got the one that David's talks about, Sondes Ulf, over 1.5 match goals at 6-5. And we'll have a whole host of bets from the lower leagues.
Okay. And David?
Yeah, in the Eliteserien, I'm looking at Haugesund to beat Koffa on Sunday. That's 2.05 or 2.075 on the minus 0.5 on Asian handicap. Also looking at Viking, minus 1.0 on Asian handicap to beat Tromsø. That is 1.92. In the same game, over 10.5 match corners, pays 2.25. And down to Obos on the Saturday afternoon, and that's Sandnes Ulf. Yeah, same as you like, Sandnes Ulf. Yeah, I would probably back the goals for the security, but 2.7. for Sanders off to beat Moss at home looks like a really good price.
Yeah. Okay, don't forget you can follow Greg on Twitter at Browning84Greg, where you can find all the details of how to join his private betting channel if you're not already a member. And that's where you'll find a lot of these lower league bets that we've been talking about on the podcast as well. David has a new Twitter handle, it's DW in Norway. So if you're not already following David, give him a follow there. And that's us for this week's podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and best of luck with your bets this weekend.
Cheers, guys. All the best.
Good luck.